The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
I'm going to stream it. Hang on.
Are you going to share the screen?
I'm going to share the screen.
Yay, more editing for me.
Do it.
Say yay.
Y'all remember when we used to say maymays instead of memes? Yeah, me neither. This week on Flag Time. Everybody, welcome to the Flag Time Podcast. We're three mechanics who, yeah, so we're
talk.
Sure. So yeah, that's the basic premise for the show. We're just three mechanics who figured out how the algorithm on Instagram works, and now we have a platform to make people laugh, and that's essentially pretty much what we got going on here. My name is Serrated Mobius on Instagram, and then I'm joined by my two other hosts. You guys can introduce yourselves.
My name's Pixie, and I got a bowl of grapes.
I thought that was going somewhere else.
You're out of sync again.
I'm not doing anything.
No, he's in sync.
Oh, now. You're out of sync now. He's in sync.
It's his new internet. So
the band, like from the 90s. That. Well, wait, from the 2000s.
We're getting anyway, the internet.
That's Sterling that's talking as well. By the way.
From the 90s or when did, well, I don't know. When was NSYNC popular?
Doesn't 90s. Matter.
2002. I remember when I was a little kid, but like not when I was a little kid.
Late 90s, hey, early 2000s. Late 90s, early 2000s.
When was NSYNC popular?
NSYNC was popular in the late 90s and early 2000s.
I literally just said that.
Don't interrupt her. Thank you.
God damn it.
Hey, you want to see something cool that I got?
Introduce Always. Yourself first.
They know who I am. They listen. They fucking they click on this.
This is their first episode. No, they don't.
They'll figure it out. Anyway, here. Hang on.
Uh-oh.
Hang on.
Yeah, we just got AT&T fiber internet, so.
Oh, awesome. It should be better than what it is.
Damn it.
When it all gets fucking worked out and shit, yeah. Apparently the splitter that I use for the computers upstairs is so old, it's only capped at 100 megabits a second.
Amazing.
Fuck. Which explains a lot, which is probably why my fucking video and audio are out of sync sometimes.
It'll be fine though. It'll add comedy to the Patreon. What the fuck are you doing, Sterling?
It is shitting pants right now. And then this is the last recording on the Blue Yeti microphone.
Yeah.
Which I'm getting some good shit because Audio Technica had a bundle for $200 and I was fuck
yeah. We are not sponsored by Audio Technica, but we would love to be. Contact us, please. Oh.
Wait.
Uh-oh. Pixie has something.
Here, you need this.
No fucking way.
Hell yeah.
This shit is sharp as fuck, too.
I say be careful with that.
No, I'm going to smite the I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. Did I ever tell you at the time I went down to the old crusade with my sword and my shield and my horse and my carriage and my we went and we conquered and we had a few
horses.
We went down to the old fishing hole with the sword. You know how it is.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, I bought a, for those of you in the audio only podcast, I bought the fuck would you call this?
A crusader helmet.
It's a fucking yeah. knight.
Swagger soul. It's Swagger Soul's helmet.
Knight's yeah. helmet off the fucking Cornwell tool truck for $60.
Of course it was off of a tool truck.
Yeah, it's Cornwell. Cornwell increasingly is selling unhinged shit, and I don't understand why.
Actually,
if my Cornwell truck comes on Monday and I see that in the catalog, I'm buying it.
I'm going to go grab the most Cornwell tool truck thing that wasn't a tool, the thing that I've ever bought. Hang on. I'll be right back.
I understood every word he said.
Hang on.
Anyway, yes, for new listeners, this is essentially how these episodes go when it's just the three of us. It's an unhinged show that is supposed to talk about automotive service, but we rarely ever get to that.
And that's so, what makes it fun.
That's what makes it fun, yes. So while Sterling has returned, we're going to...
Swear to God, if it's a banjo, I'm going to cream my pants.
So that is not a banjo handle, my guy.
This isn't a banjo, you fucking dildo.
Did somebody say dildo? No.
How many do you have?
I got 7. Is that the For the Troops machete that I think it is?
Did you actually buy it? Oh my God.
For the Troops.
Join or die, yeah. I remember you talking about that in like the early episodes like last year.
This thing is so sharp.
As it should be. It probably doesn't hold an edge for very long, but still.
No, you probably whack one fucking fern with this and it loses its edge completely.
It's made out of like pot metal.
It's all moist because it was in the garage.
Now that's a knife.
I like it. I like that it's got this American flag fucking all over it, and then it says handcrafted in China.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
Join or die!
Hell yeah. Well, I wanted to start this episode off with a story. You guys remember the Texas trip that we took, right? Duh.
No.
Of course.
Yeah.
I blurred that out.
Just completely.
I repressed that memory.
Your memory.
I remember beating everyone in the go-karts, and then I had the fastest time of the fucking day and the month.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Hell yeah. This story starts off at the end of that trip.
Oh boy.
So this was after we hung out at the airport and you went on your Alaska Airlines flight.
I went on my plane that the door didn't fly off of.
Yeah, that was well before that.
Yeah.
That'd have been hilarious if that was the same plane. But
I'd be like, yo, no way. I was there.
I got on my plane. So let me preface this by saying I put most of everything that was in my pockets in my suitcase, which I learned is a bad idea. So I fly from Austin, C4 Texas,
in your pocket,
right? I flew from Austin, Texas to Atlanta, had a 45 minute layover, which is practically you're running to the next gate because of how big that airport is. 45 minute layover at Atlanta, got on the next plane, flew to IAD, which is Dulles. I get to Dulles, touch down, grab my suitcase. I don't check my suitcase. Mistake number 2. I get into an Uber, and the Uber takes me to my dealership, which my boss has graciously allowed me to park my car there so I don't have to pay for parking. It's only like a 10-minute Uber ride from the airport.
Yes.
Nice. I get to the parking lot, and I look at I get my suitcase out of the trunk of the Uber. And I look at the top pocket of my suitcase, and it's partly open.
And you're like,
I'm like, oh, cool. That's where I put my car keys.
Oh, my God. I remember you told me about this.
I remember this. Yes.
You were like, oh, I don't have my car keys. Awesome. I'm going to kill myself now.
Yes. I look in there and literally everything that was in there except my car keys to my Mercedes are in my suitcase. It's the only thing that's missing. And I'm like,
well, someone got a free Mercedes.
Awesome. So I notice this as soon as I see the Uber driving away, and I try to wave him down and he just keeps driving. So I call you remember when we misplaced that
that piece of shit camera?
I remember it.
Yeah. Which the footage from our intro on Patreon is taken from.
Na 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 na.
Shout out done to death. I called the lost and found for Uber, got in contact with the driver that just dropped me off, and he checked his trunk and it wasn't in there. So my keys are anywhere from Texas to Atlanta to Dulles.
It's a pretty fucking big range of places it could be.
Yes, it is a very huge area of space is anywhere where those keys could be. So I'm just like, awesome. My phone is at 9% battery and I don't have a charger or anywhere to plug it in. So I use this last bit of energy that my phone has to call another Uber and go straight back to IAD. and this this car ride is just silent. I'm just sitting here going, fuck.
Driver's like, how's it going? You're like, good.
Could be better. So I get to IAD, and the first place that I go to is the Delta, like, baggage service area. And I'm like, I have no idea if at all they will be able to help. Because, like I said, these keys could be on the runway at fucking Austin right now.
Yeah, because you texted me to see if they were in the back of my car.
Yeah, I texted you to see if they were in your fucking Mustang. Let me just sip my keep awake juice. So I go into the offices of the Delta baggage services or whatever the fuck they call them. And I look at the lady and I'm like, I have no idea if you'll be able to help me with this. But I have a very serious issue. My car keys are not in my suitcase. And she immediately, without missing a beat, goes, what brand is it? I'm like, no. Mercedes? And she walks behind the corner and grabs them. She has them in her hand.
And you were like, oh! Yeah,
I literally told her, I was like, oh my God, I'm about
sweet
to cry.
Sweet relief! And then you had no more battery to call an Uber, and then you were stuck at the...
Oh, no, I bought a charger at the airport and sat there for like 20 minutes while I calmed down and let my phone charge.
Like, go eat like a fucking Cinnabon or
exactly.
Something.
Just clutching, like, clutching your keys like this so they don't fucking go anywhere. Just like,
exactly. Oh, so, yeah, the moral of that
listen story, up here, you libtard. Don't you ever leave my fucking hand again.
The moral of that story is keep your keys on you when you're flying.
Yeah.
Like, you could do
what
shit.
You could do what blue collar guys do and clip a carabiner to it like this.
That's a good
and
idea.
Clip it to your belt loop and then you walk around and your keys jingle everywhere. Everyone loves it.
It's not annoying at all.
It's not annoying at all.
You will not regret eating 10 7-Eleven egg rolls. Just the same vein as that. But yeah, that's my story. I just wanted to share that because I didn't get to share it when it first happened.
I got a good story.
What you got?
So whoever follows the podcast probably knows recently that I was transferred to our other location for our business. And because I had a coworker who was upset at me unreasonably and would just and then he just like doubled down. Yeah. And he made up with me. He apologized. He's like, sorry, man. Just having a really fucking shitty ass day. And I want to move past it, and I want you to work here again. And I'm like, thank God, because the service writer at our fucking other location is a fucking idiot. Oh my God. So. Have you ever met anyone that unironically believes that the earth is flat?
Yes. Don't get me fucking started, yeah. Please.
Because this guy actually 100% for real believes that the earth is flat and argues with you about it. Like, what?
Like, have you never been on a like, have you never been on a fucking plane before? You can see.
Have you ever been at a beach? Have you ever been to a beach to see an ocean?
Why
have
can't you ever I been, see Africa from North
have
Carolina?
Have you ever been on top of a building? Like, have you ever been above, like, a second story floor of a building before? And you look out and you're like, oh, I can't see everything. Why is that? It's because the earth goes like that. It goes down and then it goes around and then it goes over and then it goes there because it's a circle because it's not fucking flat. Fucking troglodyte.
And then they want to say there's an ass wall where all the rich people live behind the ass
and
wall.
And he like walks around. Everyone has worked for a fucking shop where a service writer, well, everyone that's been a mechanic who's worked in shops has worked at a shop that they had some employee or a service writer or a manager or a supervisor that just walks around. Mm-hmm. Walks around the inside of the shop, just walking around, come up next to you, just, what you doing there? Like, I'm doing a valve adjustment on this 2016 Honda Odyssey. Like, oh, that looks pretty cool. You think you're going to have that done by noon? They'll be like, maybe? I don't think so, considering it's 11:45 and I just got the first valve cover off. Why would you ask me that question? Like, oh, I was just wondering, because they're sitting in the waiting room. They just came by early. And I'm like, that's cool. It's going to be a while longer because I have the entire engine apart right now. What do you want to do now? Do you want me to put it back together and they can just leave? And like, oh, no, you take your time, get it done. But just wanted to let you know that they're waiting in the waiting room. And I'm like, tell them they're going to be there for a while because this is going to take a while to do.
At least that's better than like what my place does, because if I work on a Saturday and they give me something at like 2, they're like, this needs to get done today, and I'll get it done at the end of the day because it would take a little bit after we close. I'll get it done and I'll bring it up to the front and no one's there anymore.
You're like, cool. I'm going to not clock out yet. I'm just going to stay here for just a little bit because I'm going to get overtime now.
No, this the place that I work at doesn't believe in overtime. There's no incentives to work over 40 hours. There's no like guarantees. There's no nothing. It's just work or die. That's all this place is. So yeah, that's going public, too. I don't give a shit at this point.
No, dude, it fucking sucks. Like, I had to argue with my manager, at the other location.
Yeah.
Guy's manager, I don't like him. I'm not gonna name him or anything for slander reasons, but I mean, let's just call him Josh anyway. But
this is actually
that's definitely not his name. He and I got into an argument the other day about how long the lunch break was. And when I tell you that in Washington State, you're allotted a 10-minute break for every 4 hours worked. If you work more than 4 hours, you get an additional 10-minute break. For every 5 hours work, you get a 30-minute lunch break. And for every additional 5 hours, you get a subsequent 30 minutes more of your break. So as a result of us working 10 hours in one day, we have a 1 hour lunch break and 2 15-minute additional unpaid breaks that you just take.
Sounds like minimum wage target rules.
It's actually pretty generous for what it is.
Yeah, but I only get an hour.
So the thing is, we get our hour for lunch, you know, and my boss, who is very much on the side of, you know, take your time and relax rather than, you know, do a bunch of shit. Owners are always like that, by the way. It's all the owners or the CEO or the area manager of every shop I've ever worked for is always super chill. But the manager is always a fucking hard ass dickhead. Yeah. It's like, I get it. You need to have someone there to run the business while you're not there. But when the owner literally is the guy that is in the shop all day also, then the manager doesn't need to be a douche.
I know exactly why they do it. Because the owner already gets like a shitload of money for owning the place. The manager gets bonuses for output. Guaranteed, that's the reason why it's the way it is. But
except I get the output bonus at our shop and not the manager.
Interesting.
It's fucking awesome. Because I'm the foreman again. And for whatever reason, this guy thought that the advisor was more of the manager than the more of the advisor. Jesus Christ, I'm fucking sleepy. I can't even talk. I took a nap. I woke up from a nap right before this. I like ate, I went to sleep, and then I woke up and now I'm here. So I'm a little groggy.
Dream job. But
I'm literally dreaming. But I, for whatever reason, this guy, let's just call him Josh, thought he was like higher up in the ranks or like was able to tell me to micromanage me. And I'm like, hey, man, I've worked for this company for 7 more years than you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm I was put here in this location to watch what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't micromanage me. Because if you, that's like a first year, like, police officer telling a fucking chief of police to not sit at his desk all day or something. I'm like, hey, man, maybe you should do your job and don't worry about what I'm doing, because I'm literally in charge of you. I don't know how else to tell you. Like, he got into an argument with me the other day. So we have a new, we just hired a new lube guy. He's awesome. And for the first day the second week, the day he got hired or something to the day, whatever. I don't remember what it was, but we went out to Chipotle down the street and we got burritos and we came back and we sat down to eat. And we were about 15 minutes in because we clocked out, went to Chipotle. Chipotle was completely dead. You know, we got our food. We came back. We were, I don't know, probably 15, 20 minutes into our lunch break, which is an hour by law. And by law and per the owner of the company, who is my boss, who is the guy that can tell me what to do, because he's my boss, because he's the only other person who's higher up in the company than me. So we sit down, Ryder comes out, and he goes, so we got a check engine light on this car, oil change, tire rotation, rear brakes. They're going to hang around for it. So yeah, whenever you guys are ready. And I'm like, all right, sounds good. And then he kind of just like stood in the door for a second while we were eating. And I was like, can I help you? And he was like, they're going to hang out for it. And I was like, I heard you. That's cool. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, all right. And then he like clipped the keys on the like work order, like rack. And, you know, like 5 minutes go by, he comes back out and he's like, hey, so they're going to be hanging out for this. And I said, I heard you the first time you said that. What does that have to do with what I'm doing now? And he said, because I booked their appointment at 12 o'clock and they're going to be here waiting for their car. And I said, I understand that. What I want to know is, why did you book a 12 o'clock appointment? Because that's the time that we go to lunch. I think we should get it. I think the work's a little more important than food, than taking a break, don't you think? And I was like,
I would have.
You don't know what my priorities are. First of all, clearly, I value my personal time, which I legally have. I am legally entitled to this full 1 hour. First of all, we weren't even 30 minutes into our lunch break.
Yeah.
So that whole time period wasn't even relevant. And we had 30 more minutes. And so we're sitting there and I'm like, I'm going to finish my burrito and then I'll get it done. And he was like, well, you're fucking, he started saying some shit and he was like, well, you're legally not entitled to anything. And I said, I was just like, I was quiet. I pulled out my phone. I was like typing for a second. He's standing in the doorway, silent. And he's just like, what are we doing here? Like, what's going on today? You got this fucking attitude today and I really don't appreciate it. And I said, I don't appreciate how you literally don't understand what workmen's rights are. This isn't even like, I'm not even, I Google, I had to, I was like, I'll Google it. Fuck it. I showed it to him. For every 5 hours worked, you get 30 minutes of break time. And if you work for 10 hours, then those times combine. So we get an hour lunch break. We legally have an hour lunch break. I called my boss and I was like, hey, we have an hour lunch break, right? And he was like, yeah, why do you ask? And he said, because Josh doesn't think so. Josh is arguing with me about how long the lunch break is. And he was like, I don't know why he doesn't think that it's an hour. And I was like, see, why do you tolerate this? I was like, I was like on speakerphone and he's standing right there. And I'm like, Like, what are you doing here, bro? Idiot. Like, do you value
money hungry shitbag?
I understand. It's not even the money though. He's not even like the guy, the owner, the guy that would be like money, 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 is not like that. It's the service writer who doesn't make that much money. Mm-hmm. It's just like a you know, working hard is the only fucking thing that is that matters. And if you don't work hard, then you don't deserve to have a good life. Like, he's that guy.
Working too hard, you don't even have a life to begin with. So whatever the fuck.
Thing is he will go. I can't tell you how many times he goes outside and takes a smoke break.
Oh yeah,
because of course, like, he's a smoker.
He smokes so much, he'll go out and, like, we will all show up to work. And like right after we show up, you know, like the morning rush ends and, you know, he will just leave and go get coffee from like the coffee stand on the street. He'll drive in his car and he'll leave the work and go get coffee. And it'll take like 20 minutes sometimes. And we're like, hey, man. If you're the guy who's telling all of us to fucking stop doing anything that isn't work and get to work and do it as fast as you can, then why are you smoking all the time and like going out and getting coffee when there's like customers standing in the front and they like walk into the shop and they're like, hey, there's nobody here. I've been here for 10 minutes. Like, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, the service writer isn't in there. And they're like, nobody's in here. What do you mean? You don't know? And I'm like, what do you like? Where the fuck is Josh? So I'm like, are you just dropping your car off? And they're like, yeah, I got an appointment for 10 a.m. And, you know, I got to fucking, you know, go to the dentist and I'll be back in 2 hours or something. We're like, OK, well, we'll let you know when your shit's done. And obviously I won't say that, but sometimes I say that.
Yeah.
And then Josh will come back and he'll like complain that I like took the fucking customer's like information in wrong. And I said, you know, the thing is that wouldn't have been a problem if you were here at your desk doing your job when we were out with our headphones in working on our own shit. So it's like, hey, man, maybe if you did your job a little better and quit focusing on the way we do our jobs that we can all get along and sing kumbaya, like maybe you could just not be a massive fucking douchebag. Also, the earth is round, you fucking knuckles dragging troglodyte. Dude, it's awful. It's literally like
Jesus Christ.
You know, it's like me being referred with a hardcore vegan that tells me to stop eating.
No, dude, it's fucking wild. He'll refer to like every female customer, regardless of what they look like, as a bitch. Or everyone, like every customer is a bitch or an idiot or a fucking moron or like this fucking guy or that fucking guy. It's so disrespectful. It's like, why would I don't know any of these customers personally or know them at all because I'm just in the back. You know, I get in the car, I drive it around back, I work on it. And when it's done, I park it or drive it or whatever I got to do. I don't talk to the customer unless they want to come see something, which is rare. So when the fucking everyone is talked to negatively, I'm just like, hey, man, like, what is happening here? Why are we being so rude? I mean, like, think about it. Like, if you had your family take your car to a shop and then like that you work at and they didn't know that it was your family or something, and they're like, yeah, this old bitch is just gonna wait and just hang out and wait for it.
Jesus Christ.
I'd be like, hey, man, that old bitch is my mom or something.
Yeah.
Like, don't talk about my family that way. Like, how would you like it if somebody, like, literally you went to a restaurant and they're like, hey, this fat piece of shit wants a fucking burger. Like what is up with that? What is you, like, you're all like professionalism and shit, and then you'll be the most unprofessional person that works here. It's like ridiculous. And it's like, I don't know why you still work here, because if I ran this place, you would be gone immediately. You would be gone before the decision to make me whatever is in charge would be made. You would be gone before that. Like, get the fuck out. It's so irritating. But so now that I work back at the other place, I get to work with Charlie again. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to fucking see his ass ever again.
Hell yeah. That's a good ending.
So that's a good ending.
Happy ending, yay.
Oh, also I got married.
Congratulations. Oh,
yeah, we got married the other day. Well, I guess it was
last week, I think.
No, it was the 9th. I'm a man. I already forgot our wedding day. It was 2 weeks ago. Wait a minute. I think it was either this. I can't remember if it was the 7th or the 9th.
Also, your connection's a little spotty. I don't know if
you're a little spotty.
What does that mean?
It means whatever the fuck you want it to mean.
Just talking about your hairline.
Actually, my hair is growing back because my wife, I can say that now, my wife has a hair.
Don't gotta rub it in.
She's been going. Well, it's either my wife or my wife.
Anyway, before we go into the topic, Pixie, do you have a story that you want to share?
I found a lizard at work today. It was cool.
Amazing.
His name is Greg. Moving on.
His name is Greg.
His name was Greg.
It was a knife. I was right.
It was a moon weather.
Okay.
My wife. So we got married and then we went to Costco to pick up. Well, we got married. We signed all the paperwork. We went to Costco to pick up food for our bachelor party that literally only Charlie and his girlfriend were invited because the venue, we just went to the same minister that my mom and my stepdad got married to with. We went there and she was like, we can't really have more than like 6 people here. And I was like, all right, well, then it's going to be my mom, my wife, now my dad, and Charlie and Rose, his girlfriend. It was like, yeah. So after that, we went to Costco to pick up like pizzas and like food and stuff so we could not for like a bachelor party kind of, because it was just at my house and we were all hungry. We did a wedding photo shoot at Costco.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, we were like, we did photos of us like eating hot dogs like this. I was holding like a pizza like this. And
that's amazing. That's the were most Starworks thing I've ever heard.
Were you in like casino shit?
Yeah, we literally went. We went from the wedding. We just went to Costco. We're all dressed super nice.
Everybody getting groceries is like, what the fuck's going on?
We went up to, I was like, hey, I don't want to sound like a weird Karen, but where is your manager? I need to ask them a question. And then the person was like, I'll get them.
You need to post those pictures on Instagram.
Charlie's editing them.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're posting them. I'm going to post them soon. That's going to be my next post. And it's going to get 20,000 likes, I promise.
Well, this episode's going out April 29th.
So, April 29th.
Yes.
That means they'll be out probably before then. In this case, how were the pictures, guys? Tell us in the
comments. Did they get 20,000 likes? We don't know yet.
We'll see.
Instagram's been weird lately.
Yeah, I haven't posted in the last like 3 weeks.
Dude, I had somebody comment on a random reel that I commented on like 2 weeks ago saying, hey, where's more videos? And I'm like, I've got a free day tomorrow. I don't know.
I was like, man, I'm busy. Yeah.
This podcast has become a second job for me.
I was like, I just got married. I'm trying to organize my garage. I'm trying to fucking do all this shit. I got content. I'm still taking snaps, like literally. Yeah. I mean, you know, like I'm still blasting my fucking self with snaps. So mm-hmm.
You saw all the snaps that I took this afternoon of me complaining about my job. So yeah.
Oh yeah, no, that's awesome. I love complaining about my job.
The fucking one that you posted on your story where just the plane just starts to slowly come in the bottom.
You
of
shut
the
up.
That shit fucking had me dead.
That was on the flag time page.
Yeah, I know. Was that intent? Did you see that and then start recording, or did
no? I started recording and then I noticed that it was going to cross the screen, and I was like, "I have an idea."
God damn it! Will you shut up?
It's like my favorite meme.
There was one that I did earlier today where like a 777 was landing off of the distance while I was complaining about my job. I went, "Holy shit, that's a big fucking plane!" And then immediately went back to complaining.
Hey, look, a distraction.
Yeah. It was almost like, so back in the Xbox 360 days, let's go back to that time.
Back in like 2009.
Yeah. So I was in a group chat with a bunch of my buddies and my internet shut off mid-sentence. I was like, sick. So I went over, restarted the router and got back into it. And the moment that I got back into the group chat, I continued right where it cut me off.
Oh my god.
And everybody in there was like, "Holy shit, how did you remember?"
Rage. The rage remembers. The rage.
I just love doing random shit like that. Anyway, we should go into the topic that we have for
today. Don't we have a topic?
Yeah, we do. We have 20 minutes left in this episode, too.
We were supposed to go off the rails during the topic. We went off the rails before the topic even started, so I guess it fucking works.
Hey, we gotta play catch up sometimes.
Yeah, we do. Anyway, the topic for this episode is our favorite automotive memes. So what are some of your guys' favorite automotive memes that you've seen?
My favorite one recently was the one where it's like, "Parents are home, you know what that means." Transmission in the bathtub.
Or some shit.
Fucking love that meme.
I commented on one where he didn't do that. I think he actually did do that. He got his R1 motorcycle on the
table. Yeah.
I was like, how the fuck?
R1 on the table.
Yeah. Like, I commented just what, and it's got like 600 likes right now. So, yeah, that's a good one. One of my favorite ones are like, "This car is extremely aggressive looking," and then it goes to a super close up shot, and it's got that just sound like, effect that goes like, ah. Also, I love the videos where it's got like the cars, but they're like super squished.
The scruffles.
Yeah, it's got like chibi music going along with it.
Yeah,
I love those.
I really, one of my favorite automotive memes. I know we're grown men describing internet memes right now, which is
we're part of the culture, man.
But the where I don't know, there's a meme that's like, it starts, it's like a cartoon. It's like showing like,
yeah.
How do I describe it? Okay, it's a guy. Jesus Christ, I'm just gonna fucking find it.
Okay, you can't even describe it. Well, while Sterling's looking for that, we'll go ahead and go through the Patreon responses here. If you guys follow our premium tier on Patreon, you can submit questions that we actually cannot look over. That's part of the stipulation of you being part of this premium tier.
Until they get so many premium members that we cannot physically do it.
I was about to say, it's going to get to the point where if it gets any more popular, that the last 5 minutes of an episode is going to be me reading off names.
Oh my god.
So we'll start off
it.
With...
Oh, you found it? I found it. I saved it to my YouTube.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm gonna stream it. Hang on.
Are you gonna share the screen?
I'm gonna share the screen.
Yay, more editing for me.
Do it.
It's like, yay.
What's funny about that is your entire head went off screen.
I know.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna start
that new car.
Oh, I love that meme.
I can't afford a car. I wish I had a bike. I wish I could fuck that guy's ass.
Oh my god! It's gonna
Jesus Christ.
There's more memes. Oh my god, there's like another meme auto-playing right after it.
Right. Anyway, we'll start off with Sports Cars of Sumas, and he says, having owned several meme cars, no car memes I've seen have been funnier than all the times random people on the internet would flip the fuck out on me whenever I mentioned my Ford Durango and thinking I was trolling them.
No, it's a fucking Dodge Durango, you goddamn dumb, stupid idiot, fucking poop.
Stupid. Poop.
Stupid fucking butt man, fucking stupid head.
Oh, man. I'm going to get a hernia, not hernia, I'm going to get an aneurysm from laughing too hard. Probably a hernia.
Hernia.
Oh, God. A double whammy. So, premium member Nicholas says, Old Faithful, Deja Vu from Initial D.
The Deja Vu meme, but like the driving is really, shut the fuck up.
Deja Vu!
But they're just driving. There's the music, and then it cuts to some like somebody that's just like barely driving the car correctly.
No, it's I love it when they do it for anything. So like
a cat or something running through the hallway.
A cat or like a duck like turning while it's just swimming. Level 14 says, I have an appreciation for the very niche. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Check engine light meme for the M274 PCV vent valves. That's specific. Top humor when every other one was going bad a few years ago. That they're still going bad. And they're also the reason why oil is getting into the engine harness and into the ME now.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. It's leaking through the fucking wide open throttle ventilation valve. Electrical port and sucking it all the way to the ME. It's great.
Oh, I worked on a car like that the other day. It was a Chevy. It was a Chevy that had variable valve timing solenoids that went bad, and it leached through the wiring and went to the PCM, and it fucking ruined the PCM.
Fuck.
So
yeah.
Not only did they need two variable valve timing actuators, which isn't that bad, but they needed like a wire harness flush. And a PCM. The PCM was $100.
Just that statement. We need to flush oil out of your wiring harness.
Need it. Oh, flush for your wire harness. It was two wires, but whatever. Oh, we cleaned the fucking dog shit out of the wirings and the connectors and all that.
Yeah. Premium member Kai Dustpan says, any Ford meme, Ford fucking Ranger, found on road dead, Sterling's exploder memes. So.
I need to make more of those. I just get like unreasonably high and just make Explorer memes.
Oh fuck yeah,
that's all I do.
Let's see, do it Mason in the 85. What?
Do it in the bathtub.
Wait, I think I still have that. I think I still have that R class meme that I made.
The bathtub is the place to make
a meme
memes.
In its own.
True.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. I like the.
R-class moment bottom text.
I like the slaps roof. This bitch can fit so much fucking spaghetti in it.
Oh yeah. I remember when that first came out when I was selling motorcycles and I was like, this is me as a salesman.
Yeah, and then like years later it actually like blew up and turned into a way different meme. It was kind of interesting. Yeah, it was like, I remember it was just one meme of the like the black and white, and it was just like slaps roof, and then it turned into like,
this bitch can kill so many commies.
Yeah, like it turned into like a slaps X. This X does so much X meme. Yeah. I was like, that's
slaps bear run.
What's the word I'm looking for? It evolved on its own. Let's see. Masonite 500 says, ones where you describe one car and then reveal you're referring to the car next to it. So it's like one of
you
these
know how
the
you always wanted
car.
A diamond engagement ring. Oh, yeah, that's right. I bought a horse and it's a fucking. I fucking love that. That's. I need to recreate that with something. Yeah. It's like, well, you know, I wanted to buy a.
You can do that with your wife now. You can actually do that meme. Like, yeah, I bought another fox body.
But they also continue on. They also continue on to say, if it's something y'all do, it has to be, is that a Saab 900? Like, we started that meme, or you did, Sterling.
Oh, I don't even know. I want to find the first, because, like, I'll get, some people will ask me about it, and I'm like, I don't fucking remember. Like, what was the first one you did? What was the first one you did? Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you did the Saab 900, and I just, like, went ahead and did, like, whatever I see. So.
Wow, is that a, yeah. I'll do, like,
is that
a,
an F-22 Raptor?
Just a bird.
I think what I used to do was I used to take like a picture of a car that I liked, but it was just like a boring car, like a fucking anything. And then like there was a cool car parked next to it, and I'd be like, one of these cars is like, well, I had, you remember the there was one where I had where it was my Civic next to a Model 3, and I was like, one of these cars is a marvel of mechanical engineering, performance engagements, and fucking like. Is widely regarded as one of the best driving cars and the best, most technologically advanced sports cars of its time. And the other one's a fucking shitty ass Tesla or something.
You did that with my car and a fucking Mustang Mach-E.
Yeah.
We were at Topgolf.
Yeah. I think I might have put that in.
Fuck you in the background when you said it too.
Ford Tech S550 says easy, deep breath, furred fucking Ranger with like 20 R's.
I don't find the Ford fucking Ranger memes that funny anymore.
It's only if you can say it correctly.
It's
when Eric does it and it cuts off at the very end.
Ford fucking rat.
Yeah.
I like. How do I describe this?
Oh no!
If the Ford fucking Ranger meme for some reason didn't make Rangers cost $5,000 now.
Oh yeah.
Is that the reason why it did? No.
No way.
Well, yeah, it is. Because I've owned two Ford Rangers. One of them was $800, and the other one was $1,200. And they were both perfect condition, four-wheel drive, manual transmission, cool fucking trucks. One of them was a single cab, short bed, manual four-wheel drive, and manual transmission. And it was a four-cylinder. It was like the best combination.
It's like one of the most reliable things to ever drive on the fucking planet.
I drove that truck. It was sitting for 5 years. I got it. I drove it. The timing belt broke. I was like, oh shit. And then I was like, my dad, can you come pick me up and take me to the parts store so I can get a timing belt? And I did a timing belt on the side of the road, put it back on, and I just started it up and I kept going because it's a non-interference engine.
Hell yeah.
I was just like, oh, shit, I forgot I had to replace that. How many other cars can you get in and go and break your timing belt? And you're like, oh, fuck, I just need a new literally $26 part. And now we're driving again. But yeah, now Rangers are like, segment this into look at Ford Rangers on Facebook Marketplace.
Okay.
Somehow. But we can do that later. Let's look at Ford Rangers at some point on Facebook Marketplace tonight.
That'll be extra content on the Patreon that you guys can see. So we'll go on to the next one. Hayden Veals says, as much as I've been stepping away from donut media over the past couple years, every Jeep slander meme has gotten me to exhale sharply from my nose.
Their Instagram meme page is fucking hilarious.
It is,
dude.
Yeah.
I will admit that I have taken ideas from like their old memes and used them to make some of the Explorers memes. Mm-hmm. They're so fucking funny. Like I have a fucking ton of ideas for memes in my head that I haven't even like gotten to make yet. One of them I want to make is before I do the engine rebuild on my Explorer, I want to take it to a performance shop and have it dynoed before I tear the engine apart, because I want to find out like what it's going to make before and after I rebuild the motor.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make like a fuck it Ford Explorer on the dyno meme. Yeah. And it zooms in, it's like 108 fucking wheel horsepower or some shit.
All right, we got 8 minutes left. So Spencer Delfo says X vehicle with threatening auras pages on Facebook. GMT like Miatas with threatening auras and all that kind of stuff.
I reference GMT 800s with threatening auras memes so specifically in my videos. Like, very threatening.
William Martin says, I feel like the back lot on Insta is the best representation of my style of car humor.
His fucking memes are hilarious. He, like, gave me his phone number. He's like, we should hang out. And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't know who you are or where you're at or from or anything about you, but yeah, we can hang out, I guess. My wife not like that.
Hal says every meme regarding BMW is always leaking shitloads of oil.
Because, I mean, it's true.
Not true. BMW
is like coolant. You with completely different answers at the same time.
BMW is like more coolant than oil, though.
That was literally a fucking ASE question live right there.
Technician A says, I'm Technician A, motherfucker.
All the ones down here.
A, B, both, or neither.
I mean, it's both, really.
Both.
Let's see. Ansel Fuji says, mechanic cat with cigarette in his mouth holding a wrench. So that one cat that's like holding.
That's a good one.
He's doing his
best. That's a good meme.
Mad Mike says, oh, damn, I got to revise. The girl trying to pronounce Mitsubishi, and she's like, how y'all say that? Mr. Bushi?
Mr. Bushi? Mr. Bushi? It's like people trying to pronounce Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce. Yeah.
Worcestershire. Say it right.
Wash your sister sauce.
Wash your washing machine sauce.
Benedict Cumberbatch sauce.
Wendy's special sauce.
There you go.
Fuck, I want Wendy's now. Fuck.
Kyle Olson 25 says, I love any broken tie rod ka-chow memes. Eric, didn't you have a clip like this in one of your out of context reels? Yes, I did.
I've had a whole bunch in mine. Like, there'll be like a Dodge on the rack with like tie rods missing. It's like,
I can only put that little bit where I said ka-chow in because like that entire snap beforehand had like 5 F-bombs.
Fuck it. Ka-chow. We need to do a Serrated Mobius uncensored Patreon.
That's a good idea for a Patreon. Hell yeah.
Just fucking do it.
Let's see. Mad Mike says, basically all of the videos of broken cars followed by Volkswagen, Das Auto, or the drifting car exiting the interstate. Where it's like the logical response, and then you just go, wee, to the unhinged one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Elysium Darkness says, my fave car meme, easily this, casually cruising at 120 miles an hour, some Nissan Altima hauling absolute ass past me. And finally, Mojo Nixon big Gaming. Ultima energy. Do what?
Got that big Ultima energy.
Yeah, big Ultima energy.
Rip to David Patterson's fucking Mustang that got hit by a fucking Ultima the other day. He's had both of his fucking Mustangs rear-ended by shit now.
Damn. All right, so finally, Mojo Nixon Gaming says, any meme about Mopar owners being dumb, disrespectful people?
Yeah, that's right.
Accurate.
Pretty accurate. That's kind of
hell yeah.
That's just accurate meme.
So that's all of our Patreon responses. Yeah. Thank you to our supporters on our Patreon for participating in that. Pretty now we go hours. To the fun what's the word I'm looking for? Machine gun like diarrhea of responses. Early.
I just felt a clot move in my brain.
Yep, same. Are you done, Sterling? Is that what that is? Oh, he's putting the helmet back on.
The glass is scraping the inside of the fucking helmet.
Nobody know who I was until I put on the mask.
Oh my god. Can you put the headphones on over the fucking helmet?
Oh my god. Does that even work?
I don't think he unplugged the headphones. I don't think he can fucking hear us.
Can you hear us? Oh my god, he's vaping.
Oh my god, it's burning my fucking eyes.
Take the Crusader helmet off.
God damn it.
Oh, there it goes.
Can you hear us?
That's the new thumbnail for every single video from here on out.
Wait, hold on.
I'm going to replace the, no, I'm just going to take that clip. There it is. I'm going to take this and replace the Mercury logo with the Flagtime logo. And that's going to be the thumbnail for every video from here on out.
I don't know. Is it funnier without the headphones?
No, it's funnier with. Yeah. All right, let's quickly go through these.
I got helm hair.
Hell yeah.
I got hit at the grocery store behind aisle 3.
All right, so we are still doing the listener interaction portion of the podcast on our Instagram at Flagtime Podcast. And as per tradition, the first response on the story from this episode.
Hang on, I can't hear a fucking thing you're saying. Hang
amazing.
On.
I'm not going to repeat it.
Hang on.
There we go. So the first response that we got on the story on the Flagtime Podcast story for today is again from Wolf and Flips, and his favorite meme says, "If it leaks oil, there's oil in it."
Again,
fuck
yeah! Wolf and Flips is constantly the first one to. He's
bro. Do you have notifications on. Turned on?
He probably does.
He probably does. Wait, can you do that?
I have no idea.
Probably can.
Can you turn on story notifications?
Probably. Well, let's no go way. Ahead and since we don't have that much time, we'll go ahead and rapid fire through these like we always do now.
Penis, balls, or wiener.
When will we see the return of Not a Cactus?
The coconuts are migrating.
Oh, my balls are itchy. Sorry.
Same.
Ball. My one ball was nope, itchy.
No, not a cactus on this one.
Damn it.
Let's see. We got Traitor. Corvette, Boomers, anything Ultima related, the cats or cars memes, torque tight, who needs torque specs, making fun of Nissan Ultimas, Hondas being unbreakable, Sterling's bad to the bone impression. Mustangs plowing into pedestrians. That's your favorite automotive meme?
Oh, come on. That's literally like the equivalent of like my favorite food is fucking Cheerios. That's your humor.
Everybody knows Chargers and Challengers that hit crowds now.
Lightning McQueen, I kissed your mom shit lips. Okay. Jacob Golden 5 says slaps hood of car. This baby's got so much spaghetti in it. Like the one that you said.
No, it's the roof. It's the roof.
Yeah.
Slaps roof, not the hood.
Let's see. 10 millimeter socket going missing. Good old Chrysler turbo encabulator. Can you shut the fuck up? What are you doing right there?
Turbo encabulator is a good meme.
So funny fact about that video, I went to a transmission class at a Mercedes-Benz like training facility, and they showed that video.
Ramino Reluctus. Like, what the fuck? Lunar Wayne Shaft. Side spurving bearings.
Let's see. When a side 20 oil change turns into a 15-day engine swap? What? Probably what? The please let me die memes. Sees crowd of people 30 points. Any meme of a gun pointed at an engine. The scream when you decimate your knuckles doing an alignment.
I did that today.
Yeah. I hate doing alignments.
I love alignments.
Yeah, because you're a fucking monkey.
You can't there. It must be the alternator.
It's probably the alternator. I want to know the history behind that song.
I want to know the history.
I would watch like a 45 minute long YouTube video about the creation about that song or something.
Maybe I'll I know what's that. Wrong with it. Ain't got no gas in it.
Car memes, like car mechanic memes in a shop, like with other people with Instagram is the funnest thing ever. Like you sharing, like when I worked at the Honda dealership, we had a fucking group chat with everyone that worked in the dealership, and all it was a fucking shitposting thread. I'm not even joking. Like there was managers in it and salespeople. It was so fucking funny.
I wish, man.
I've got a group chat like that with my work.
And then someone posted some racist memes in there. And then, but it was okay because they were not white.
All right.
Okay. But no, at a dealership that I worked before, there was a CDT there, a certified diagnostic technician. And with Mercedes-Benz, that's like the highest certification you can get. There's like less than 700. There's like less than 700 in the country for Mercedes-Benz. But his litmus test for how chronically online you are
is
to just play a song and see what your reaction is. And the song is the Anka, like, dancing.
No.
Yeah.
Camel by Camel. By Sandy Morton.
He would just play that song with no context and see who turns around and go, wait, huh?
And you're fucking the general manager of the store is like, you're like,
it's like, wait, huh?
And they're like, you know what this song's from, you dirty fuck. You've seen that shit. Like, what's this?
It's definitely porn.
I can't watch this.
Yeah, because all I did when he played that song to me, I was like,
did I ever tell you about the time when I went down to the fishing hole? Then I fucked my wife and my dog and my son.
Did I ever tell you about a time I went down to the old fishing hole?
Did I ever tell you about the time a blood vessel in my head popped?
You're about as red as your shirt right now.
Someone's gonna be like, wait, laughing is gonna kill me one day.
Someone's gonna be like, wait, did he just say his son? It's a joke.
And then they're gonna be like, wait, did he say the dog?
The dog and the sun.
And the fish.
And the fish and the beer and the truck. Can't forget the truck.
That's how you start it.
You started with pissing in the Ford F-250, brother. You wake up and you take a morning piss in your Ford F-250 Super Duty.
Wake up, take a shit, get out of bed.
wake up, take a shit, get out of bed, go eat breakfast.
Fuck the dog.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of Flag Time Podcast.
Yeah.
as always.
It's a character. It's a character that I do. It's not real.
I'm it's so not kidding. Real. It's, we do not condone bestiality I do not and pedophilia.
No. That stuff is not cool. If you do that stuff, you're a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. You deserve to be on that list. Anyway.
They are.
Yes.
They are on a list. The list.
Wink.
The list.
But that's this episode of Flag Time Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Flag Time Podcast. We also have a Patreon where you can see the video version of this episode.
And you can see our stupid faces.
Yeah, we've been told it's worth it.
And you watch Pixie text in real time.
Yeah, exactly. All for $3 a month, starting at $3 a month. Anyway, you can follow me at Serrated Mobius. You can follow Pixie at Pixie 2.3, and you can follow Sterling at Stirworks. This podcast is produced and edited by me. Theme song for the audio episodes is by Piotrek Gruska. I think that's how you pronounce his name. And the theme song for the Patreon video episodes is by Done to Death. It's an instrumental version of Hazard Pay. Go check out their music.
That song is awesome.
Yes. The logo and Patreon shit is made by my sister. Blue Shift Co. That's what it is. Speed stickers coming back soon. And that's about it. So thank you for listening. Thank you to our patrons for I have to read names. Shit.
Oh my god.
As your audio goes to shit.
Is it shitty again?
No, not
it
now.
Doesn't matter. It's the end of the episode. I know. Who cares?
So, thank you to our premium members of our Patreon: Aaron Alexander, Ansu Fuji, Ashton Green, Ben, Bennett DeVries, Big C10, Broken Mess, Cheesy Chap, Devin Newby, Ellis Chato, Eric, Firestone 512, Forced User, Ford Tech S550, Hal, Hayden Veals, Jaden Schoonover, Jan Hangi, Jarrett Richardson, JJ the Tech, Kai Dustpan, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cars of Sumas, Mad Mike, Mad Max 5, Masonite 500, Mike O'Connor, Mojo Nixon Gaming, Mopar 1966, Nathan.Tob, I think that's how you pronounce it, Nicholas, Police 428, Seth War, Silas Ramfelt Coster, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Steve Henriquez, Swift Nut, Vubula, William Martin, Zane Cat Eye, and Elysium Darkness. Thank you for your generous contributions to this dumbass show, and we appreciate you very much. Have a good night, everybody. How did you guys get that?
Did I ever tell you about the time I went to the fishing hole?
No, do tell.
With my wife and my dog? I didn't tell you about that?